We have been engaged in the upasana of Shakti, Supreme Presence, the Divine Mother. We have been evoking her with so many different names, forms, prayers, attributes. Yet we know Mother is beyond all that. She is subtler than subtle and grander than grander. Every mantra that we are repeating, everybody is doing some number of jap. Each syllable of your mantra is her name, is her. Each syllable, within the syllable has its own vibration. And that vibration is so subtle, the moment you even think of that one syllable of your mantra, just merely you think, by thinking there is a vibration that's created. And that vibration doesn't only permeate your own body, but in the form of wave, it just goes out. It's subtler than subtle, and anything that's that subtle can permeate the whole cosmos in an instant. It travels faster than light. Maybe science can't measure it, science can't prove it, but there is something beyond science. That our rishis, our munis, our yogis experienced. In this, during this austerity that you are going through, I would recommend sit sometimes when you feel grounded. Make yourself absolutely still and the mantra that you are repeating, go very slow, one syllable at a time, and sit with that syllable. Let your imagination add little color to it. The moment you repeat that syllable, vibration coming out, that imagine the vibration permeating your whole body and it going through every pore of your body into this cosmos. Vibration of one syllable going through every pore of your body into this cosmos. There is no rush, because you are rushing through to get your numbers. That's okay. But just take 10 minutes, 5 minutes today, sometime, to sit on the ground, ground yourself fully. Bija mantra for Mahalakshmi is ring, ring, ring. Just that. The moment you think, you don't even have to speak, just by thinking, the vibration starts permeating. I can't describe it in words. You really have to. Someday maybe you'll experience it. It's not even a matter of doing it. It comes in your experience. But just like we can't, nobody knows what the mother looks like, but we have given her a name and a form. But at the very end of the puja, there is a prayer for asking for forgiveness. Oh mother, I do not know you. I do not know how to offer prayers, how to offer anything. But just for the sake of letting our mind get settled, whatever we do, please forgive us and accept it. In expression of our devotion, in upasana, we do whatever comes. Imagination plays a great role in it too. Because whatever comes in imagination comes in reality. Before an artist makes something, thinks of the image. The sculptor thinks of an image. Then it comes. We imagine something, we start with something, then we manifest it. So whatever you imagine, it does manifest. Lots of times people live in fear. That's imagination. It's not going to happen, it hasn't happened. But what if that happens? That kind of imagination is not good. If you have to imagine, imagine good things. Or don't imagine. But if you have to imagine, imagine good things. So today's imagination is, let the vibrations, ripples that are arising by one seed, syllable of your mantra, ripple through the whole universe. And riding on that ripple, you could travel. How do some yogis become available in two places? How can parakaya pravesh, how can they enter somebody else's body? This science is available, but it's not just thinking and entertaining the mind. It takes a whole lifetime of work sometimes. It's all available, it's all here. But it takes work, takes stillness, takes grounding, takes tying that horse to post for a long time. It's not like today I tied it, now tomorrow I'm going to run again. No. It takes years, years, years. Whatever we are doing in this Navaratri, just one day, 2 days, a week of austerity, we're just getting a glimpse. It's like putting your finger in the ocean and bringing it to your tip. You may have some experience, but that experience will tell you all about the ocean. We have been calling Mother with so many different names. Mother is blessing us. She is blessing us. Let's imagine that we are just totally covered with her blessing. Not only us, but our loved ones, our children, our spouse, our friends, family members. She's blessing us all. Receive it. I bow to the Mother with all my limbs in all different directions. And thank you for your presence. Let there be joy in your heart, stability. 6. One triangle pointing up, other triangle pointing down, there is a stability. Sometimes the triangle is within your body. Shoulders to navel, one triangle pointing down, from knees to crown, triangle pointing up. Meditation on sitting in that, maybe you will visualize that mantra. Your body is a yantra itself, totally sitting still. Just imagine even for a moment the ripples, vibrations created by your Bija Mantra, your Guru Mantra, coming out from every pore of your body and rippling through the whole universe. Where is a place for your story? Thank you all.